Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb, elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
SA Toerisme het vandag gereageer op mediaberigte wat beweer dit het 'n borskap ooreenkoms met die Britse sokkerklub Tottenham Hotspur ter waarde van bykans 1 miljard rand gesluit. Nou die nuus het geweldige kritiek ontketen en verskeie organisasies het gesê dit maak nie sin nie en dit sal 'n mors van geld wees. Nou SA Toerisme het vandag in reaksie 'n perskonferensie gehou. Op die lyn is Themba Khumalo, hy is die waarnemende uitvoerende hoof van SA Toerisme. Themba, thank you so much for joining me today. You hosted a press conference in which you confirmed the sponsorship was on the table but that no deal has been signed. So what is the status now of the negotiations?
So the status of the deal right now is the board had approved the project on condition that we engage with the various stakeholders, which is the ministry, the department, national treasury, the provinces, you know, and private sector, etc. So we are in the process of doing that. Should all stakeholders come on board, we would then proceed with engaging in the deal. But if not, we would then seek other alternative projects.
What would the benefit for South Africa be if you sign a deal after you've engaged with those stakeholders?
So here's the thing. This is not about football. You know, it's not about Tottenham Hotspur. This is about the audiences that follow the English Premier League and that follow the team. So if you do marketing around the world, you've got to go to where people are already paying attention. So you either go onto media platforms such as this one, you've got, you know, listeners, and the target of this conversation is your listeners, or you would go onto the buying engines, you know, the big buying engines, Expedia, TravelStart, you know, those kinds of engines, or you go into sports and entertainment platforms where you've got aggregated audiences. So what we are after here is not Tottenham Hotspur. We are after the audiences that follow them. And we know that the 616 million of them are around the world. They are in all of our target markets. So imagine that if we converted just 1% of those arrivals, that is an additional 6.2 million arrivals into the country, which would translate into billions of rands that would come into the country. If you look at our investment over the last 3 years in terms of the media spend that we have been engaged in right up to 2019, just before we went into the COVID break, the equivalent of the arrivals just from the UK and the US is on a ratio of 1 to 88. So if you invested 1 billion, you'd get 88 billion in terms of return. And that is the kind of power of being able to be targeted in your marketing rather than being random.
One of the big examples of a similar sponsorship is Rwanda, who sponsors Arsenal and has been doing so since 2018. Have you analyzed how successful that campaign was?
Yes, we have analyzed it. The Rwanda deal was a lot more narrow than ours. It is a straight media buy. It doesn't have all the other components of the deal that we are looking to have. But even though it's just only media, they've been able to get an incremental 8% above their growth trajectory. So can you imagine if we were able to get an additional 8% growth over our current glide path, would be able to get, you know, a lot more foreign investment, you know, and spend coming into South Africa. And if you look at Rwanda, for example, it's a small country. I mean, all they have is Hotel Rwanda and a couple of, you know, tourist attractions, you know, in terms of the forest and the gorillas, etc. We are South Africa. We've got a vast offering. We've got a diverse offering. We've got more hotels. We've got more beds. We've got more attractions. So if we were able to get that kind of growth, you know, that would result in money coming in, jobs being created, SMEs supported, and all of those good things that our economy requires.
I must say, I've been around the world and South Africa is by far the most beautiful country in the world.
I agree.
We just need to get tourists here. But why do you think there was such a negative reaction when the story first broke?
The reason is that the document was leaked. And it was leaked without the context of the economic impact story. So when it was leaked as South African tourism just wants to spend X amount on a soccer team. And this is not about football. This is about audiences. This is about aggregated audiences. So it was leaked outside of the context of the economic impact story. And I believe, I mean, I'm following Twitter, I'm, you know, talking to different stakeholders. Now that we've been able to bring the context of the economic impact, a lot of people are beginning to change their minds because now they understand that it's not about football, it's about tourists. It's about getting people into the country, getting them spending in our economy. And now people are beginning to change, you know, our sentiment by and large. And it was just unfortunate that, you know, it was a malicious act on the part of the person that leaked the document. And unfortunately, you know, they kind of misled what our intentions were.
What will we get if a deal is signed? What would the sponsorship entail?
So I can't go into all of the detail of the deal because, you know, I'm under confidentiality. But what I can tell you is that we will be able to get extensive media exposure, which will be on a global scale. We'll be able to get that coverage across the year because, you know, we have to reach people continuously, you know, throughout the year in order for them to see our message and be persuaded. The other thing is that, you know, it's a whole marketing ecosystem. So it's not just TV, it's digital, you know, it's activations engagement, it's one-on-ones with big corporates. It's a very comprehensive, a full 360-degree marketing ecosystem. So that's the first one. The second one, and I can't go into details of this, but there will be impact in terms of, you know, activity that happens on the South African side as well. And, you know, that will inspire a lot of young people. It will make them, you know, see themselves as part of a global community. And I think it will be very inspiring, you know, for all South Africans when that happens. And one of the things that we haven't even factored into this is, you know, when you're on merchandise, so, you know, a big part of this agreement is that, you know, people buy the T-shirts, they buy merchandise. So you're going to have hundreds of thousands of people, you know, hopefully millions around the world wearing this T-shirt with South Africa on the sleeve. That exposure itself, you know, is inspirational to the people that will see it. Also, the members of the team, they've got their own Twitter followers, and some of them have got extensive Twitter following, which they'll be able to access, you know, when they tweet about South Africa. So we believe that this is a very great deal, you know, and that it will really inspire South Africans and inspire people to visit South Africa.
How significant is this potential deal for SA Tourism? How big is your marketing budget and how much of this will go to this deal if it is signed?
Look, if this is issues that are in the public domain, the total South African tourism budget on any given year is 1.4 billion. And this deal, you know, is across 3 years. So the number that is in the public domain, which I can neither confirm nor deny, is estimated to be around a billion. That is not the amount that we're going to spend in 1 year. That's across 3 years. So this is only about 30% of the total investment that we'll be making in marketing. And let me just go on and say the following as well. Whether we do this deal or not, that amount still gets spent on marketing in those countries. It's been spent year on year for the last 20 years. All that we're doing is we're taking all the small initiatives that are, you know, all over the place, and we're aggregating those initiatives so that we've got impact and that we've got recognition, you know, around the world. So that is what we're doing.
Ons sal dit daar moet los. Baie dankie Themba, dit was Themba Khumalo, die waarnemende uitvoerende hoof van SA Toerisme. Nou op die lyn is Jaco Bekers, hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Sail. Jaco, baie welkom by die program. Julle is baie baie aktief betrokke by borskappe en bemarking deur sport. Wat dink jy van hierdie voorgestelde borskap?
Ryk, goeiemôre en goeiemôre aan die luisteraars. Ek dink dit is 'n moeilike een. Ek wil nie die woord feit of later gebruik nie, maar ek dink uit die aard van die omstandighede in ons land, is dit amper 'n redelike komplekse situasie. Ek dink daar's drie faktore wat uit 'n negatiewe oogpunt uit belangrik is om melding te maak van. Een, ek dink die bedrag wat genoem word is ongelukkig verwerk van Britse pond af na rand toe, wat ek dink die meeste mense sal verstaan, dit laat die bedrag ook redelik groot klink vir 'n begin. Ek dink ongelukkig verder ook is dit 'n multijaar ooreenkoms wat bymekaar getel word, wat uit die aard van die saak ook die nommer laat groot klink. En ek dink verder ons eie sosio-ekonomiese situasie in ons land, jy weet, maak hierdie goeters 'n gesprek wat nie noodwendig in eerste wêreldse lande eers op jou program sal eindig nie. So ek dink van daai kant af is dit 'n redelike komplekse situasie. Ek dink uit ons ondervinding uit in terme van borgskappe in sport en spesifiek verwys na voetbal of sokker, soos ons daarna verwys in 'n omgewing wat jy deel met 'n Britse sport wat ongelooflike hoë kommersiële bedrae het. Dink ek die bedrag is regtig nie buitensporig nie. En ek staan nou spesifiek net eers stil by die bedrag spesifiek.
Die bedrag is 42,5 miljoen pond. En natuurlik met die swak rand dan klink dit na 'n baie groot randbedrag, maar so jy sê dit is eintlik 'n billike bedrag gegee die status van Tottenham Hotspur en ook die aansien van die Britse sokkerliga.
Ek dink dit is baie baie markverwant en weer eens ek het nog nie al my navorsing rondom die bedrag het noem nie, maar ek dink dis 'n redelike markverwante bedrag wat sulke tipe borgskappe in die mark voor is. Jy weet, die spanne spesifiek gebruik onafhanklike maatskappye om navorsing te doen in terme van die waarde wat vergelyk met ander platforms waar mense adverteer, of dit nou op TV is of op advertensiebord langs 'n hoofweg, gebruik hulle redelik, ek wil nie woord onskaplik genoem, gebruik nie, maar hulle gebruik redelike modelle wat hulle bepaal is hier 'n goeie return op jou belegging wat jy gemaak het. En dit is redelike goeie geakkrediteerde maatskappye wat gebruik word. Ek dink tog die vraag in Suid-Afrika is weer eens uit 'n government oogpunt af is dit 'n deurdagte besluit. En weer eens ek dink uit my ondervinding uit almal verwys na die Rwanda voorbeeld wat volgens berigte klink dit of hulle baie goeie terugvoer gekry het in terme van hulle groei in toerisme. En ek het myself na die borgskap ook gekyk toe dit op Tottenham se rug was. En ek het regtig gedink dit is 'n redelike unieke of 'n kreatiewe manier om 'n mense land te bemark. En weer eens, ek dink daar's verskeie voorbeelde van jou nie-tradisionele entiteite wat soms kyk na sulke tipe borgskappe. Ek verwys spesifiek na rugby waar sekere universiteite, jy weet, ek weet in Australië wat hulle self bemark het op treie en so voort. So ek dink dit is so uniek spesifiek nie. Ek glo net jy weet ons omstandighede in Suid-Afrika kan uit ons unieke situasie uit kan dit baie vrae bewerkstellig of dit wys was en of daar nie ander gate is om toe te stop.
Nou kyk, die mandaat van SA Toerisme is om Suid-Afrika te bemark, veral in die buiteland om toerisme te bring. So dit is hulle mandaat. Ek dink die vraag is net, is hierdie die beste aanwending van die fondse? So is volgens jou sportborgskappe 'n baie doeltreffende manier om dit te doen?
Dink ja, nee, ek is miskien bietjie bevooroordeeld uit my posisie uit, maar ek het uit vorige ondervinding uit, dis 'n ongelooflike goeie platform. Ek dink vir een sport as 'n platform kom saam met 'n element wat ander platforms soos TV nie het nie, en dis passie. Of dit positief of negatief is, daai passie wat saam met sport kom, ek dink eskaleer die platform in baie voorbeelde op 'n vlak wat baie goeie terugvoer gee vir beleggings wat gemaak is. Ek dink daar's honderde voorbeelde wêreldwyd, maar ook in Suid-Afrika waar sportborgskappe regtig 'n goeie platform is om spesifieke sekere entiteite te bemark of dit kan spesifieke projekte wees wat maatskappye kyk na. So ja, nee, sonder twyfel, sport is 'n ongelooflike platform, en saam met dit dink ek moet mens noem dat sokker spesifiek wêreldwyd en in terme van mense wat daarna kyk en toeskouers is regtig om die top sport in die wêreld, en van daar as ons die waardes wat by die borgskappe miskien van die tafel afhaal en jy kyk na die betalings wat gemaak word aan spelers en ja, net die kommersiële model rondom dit is dit fenomenaal.
Jaco, baie dankie vir jou tyd vanaand. Dit was Jaco Bekes, hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Sail. Theo, is 'n moeilike een, hoe sien jy dit?
Dis 'n baie kompleks, wat sy ou storie, net 50% van alle bemarkings aktiwiteite werk en 50% werk nie. Jy weet nooit watter 50% werk en watter werk nie. Ek dink is kompleks. En ek dink mense moet dit oorlaat aan kundiges wat dit probeer werklik kwantifiseer, maar dis nie 'n eenvoudige ja of nee antwoord nie. Dis meer as dit.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.